You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on April 10th, 2024, and is titled, The Home. Grab your Bible, turn to the book of Colossians, and let's join Steve and the message.
One of the best things we did one time at Christmas, and the girls will never forget it. That darn Kelsey, you can't hardly drive her by somebody that looks like they're having a hard time now. She'll reach over and slam on your brakes for you. They were just little turkeys. And when I first got saved, we lived up there in Canyon. I got to reading my Bible. And I knew there's more to this than what I was being told. So I didn't try to find a better church. I just went to the homeless. And so I darn near lived with the homeless, 385 head of them. I darn near lived with them for 3 years. Took cookies and coffees up to the Tyler Resource Center 2 days a week. Pretty soon, if somebody needed prayed for, they had troubles with something, they'd call me and I'd go up there. I'd go hang out under the bridges. There was bridges there on Tyler Street and all Pierce Street and up there. And I'd go hang out with them guys. And you had to watch them. The ones under Pierce Street, a guy named Uncle Bob lived under there. And he'd go to Colorado every winter. And I'd say, Bob, why do you go to Colorado in the wintertime? He said, they'll let you build a fire in Colorado. Oh, Uncle Bob had a dog. You had to be careful when you got out of your pickup because they'd all be bundled up under them tents and shoved up under that concrete. Old Bob's dog, he'd come to see you if you didn't just kind of ease along and you'd have to holler out, hey, Bob, get your dog. There was a guy there and his name was Dog. True story. That son gonna just come wallering up to you and you'd walk right up to you, couldn't sort of say nothing. Pretty smelly. I prayed with Dog quite a bit from time to time. So one Christmas, you know, on Christmas, all the entities are closed. So we went home and made goodie bags. And by then, I knew some of the guys. We had Danny. We brought Danny down to Canyon and let him stay at our house for a while. Until we found out he was on probation, wasn't supposed to leave Potter County. And we had him in Randall County. We had to get him back. But we put them girls in the back of a pickup and went driving around. And here in a minute, they'd start coming out of the woodwork. You couldn't find them. If they didn't want to be found, you couldn't find them. And here they come. Here in a minute, a couple of them jumped in the back of the pickup with the girls. And they handed out goodie bags all day to everybody that didn't have a good place to camp. Sung some Christmas carols. Hugged everybody in town. They never forgot it. If you're going to live like Jesus, you better have a heart for the least of these. And you better not have to wait on the preacher to tell you what day we're going to go see them. It's just living like that. And every nickel of that happened somewhere out here. Walking in a jail when you're the new guy in town. These are just some examples. Do your kids believe with everything in their heart that you serve God with everything in your heart? They won't believe it. Tell them. Do they believe you love Jesus because they've seen you love Jesus? Or they believe you're going to heaven because you're always going to church? Those are really good questions. By the time this next 10 days or so is over, I'm going to call every Christian in America to reinstitute the Passover at their house, and the Passover will be communion every day. I'll set that with Scripture. I'll prove it throughout the Bible. I'll set a good, solid stage for everybody. But here's the last thing I'm going to tell you tonight. I don't celebrate Easter and I don't celebrate the resurrection because the resurrection is in me. That's every day that ends in Y. I'm not a Sunday morning guy because Jesus Christ is where I find my rest, and he is fulfilled. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is our Passover. The Passover is in me. And he said, this do as often as you remember me. And I asked the Bible study yesterday morning, I said, on what day did it become my job to tell you when you're going to remember him? I'm done with the traditions of men that have made the word of God of no effect. But in my house, we are instituting traditions of God. And I told you last week, if I've been on any kind of a mission, I doubt it'll happen in my lifetime. But every for sure Christian household in America, or in the sound of my voice, because we go way past America, will institute communion at their house, led by their fathers, led by their husbands, or whoever's leader of the house. The children will participate and understand the blood of the Lamb and understand the body of Christ that was broken for them. Understand the promise. Understand the deliverance. Understand the journey. Understand the promise of a place to dwell and understand how God destroyed their enemies. And they'll learn it at home. Our hope is not just in Jesus. It's at Jesus at home. The only institution that God put in the earth, and the only institution that can be trusted, is the institution of family. And it was perfect according to the will of God, which was very simple from the beginning, that a man and a woman would come together and they would raise godly offspring. We found 100 different plans that we thought were God's. That would have been a good one. That's the ones that his. That's his. That man and woman come together and raise godly offspring. Now, I can't roll back the tape. I can't go back and fix anything. But I am standing where I am today. And I am going to move forward. And I am going to encourage. I'm even going to rah-rah a little bit. That men and women will go home to your kitchen table and you begin to minister to your family. That you'll share in the cup and the bread. That you come to a place of understanding under the power of the Holy Spirit so that your children's children will find some traditions of God and they'll be able to avoid the traditions of men. And you know what? They might just be the ones to bring us out of this mess. They might be the ones who lead us out. They might be the ones who stand up like Joshua and say, you know what? Not today. Cover me, Dan. Oh, I'm going in. God said it was mine. So, there's going to be a lot more where this came from. But there's nothing else to talk about other than the Christian home. Man, we've been preaching people into heaven since Moby Dick was a minnow. How do you preach somebody into heaven? You can't. If you're marked in the Holy Spirit, then heaven is yours. If you simply preach heaven, it's so people can avoid hell. How many of y'all had a little hell while you was here? Anybody had a little hell every now and then while you was here? Hopefully you went through it with your family. And they saw Jesus in it. And they saw heaven here. The kingdom of God here. And now. Because of you. Not because of me. Because of you. You're the ones that will make it real. You're the ones that purify it. It's you. You get to choose this day. Those gods or this one. So, that's all I got tonight. We'll pray, fellowship, eat the cookies, drink the water, hang out, hug each other. If you need prayer tonight or you need to visit about anything, listen, if you got questions about some of the stuff, don't think this hadn't been test drove into pretty high places already. But you come visit with me, and I can give you every chapter, every verse, every line, every jot, every tittle that pertains to this subject, okay? And I'll be more than tickled to visit with you about you and your family, all right? All right. Love you guys. Let's pray. Jesus, I thank you tonight. I pray this word settles in us deep, that we realize today, Lord, the responsibility of family, the responsibility of the generations. And Lord, we've talked on this for 3 decades now. Lord, you've been screaming it for longer than that. Today's the day. So Lord, we just thank you. We praise you that you're a good father. You're a good teacher. We thank you that you're a comforter. You're an encourager. We thank you that you've given us everything necessary for life and godliness, that none of us are without. We pray for your children, Lord. Pray for your family, our family, Lord, as we move into the days ahead. We continue to pray for the nation of Israel, that they too would find you, Jesus, at their kitchen tables. So, Lord, we just pray these things. We bless you, Lord, and give you all the praise. Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.